Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Reverend Karen L. Heasley from the Spiritual Path Spiritualist Church, and we would like to welcome everyone from around the world, and we are so pleased and happy that you have come to join us today to listen to our Divine Spiritualist Service. We hope that it brings you some peace, comfort, and joy. So sit back, relax, and we're going to do the service right now. I would like to turn the service over now to Reverend Pam Lemon. She is going to do the principles.
Thank you, Reverend Karen. Good morning, everyone. We'll start with the seven principles of spiritualism. The first, the fatherhood of God. The second, the brotherhood of man. The third, the communion of spirits and the ministry of angels. Four, the continuous existence of the human soul. Five, personal responsibility. Six, compensation and retribution hereafter for all the good and evil deeds done on earth. And seven, eternal progress open to every human soul. Thank you.
Thank you. Now I would like to turn the service over to Reverend Marilyn Fair.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I'm going to start with the healing prayer. Divine Spirit, please send the light of protection to all needing healing here and around the world. We ask that you stay near to us, keeping us safe. We ask that your light shines down upon us, giving us the strength and faith to overcome the obstacles that were placed on our path. Divine Spirit, we ask that you send healing to those who are in need of help today. We ask that your healing light surrounds us and makes us whole again. Let your light, love, and power restore us to perfect health. Amen.
Amen.
Now I would like you to think of a loved one, a friend, a relative, or even if your pet might need some healing today. You may also send healing out to the world. At this time, you may send healing to everyone risking their own lives to save others. And you may need help yourself. And that is okay too. As you are sending healing or asking for healing for yourself, know that your healing thoughts do matter, and know that you matter. You may now think of them and yourself as safe, protected, and healed. Know that the universe, the divine, surrounds them, protects them, and keeps them safe, as well as yourself. Know that you are loved. Know that your loved ones, your friends, your relatives, your pets, and the world are surrounded by God's love. Today I'm going to talk a little bit about the healing power of our thoughts. Our thoughts can make us sick, and they can make us well also. There are practices involving biofeedback that can be used in healing. There is clinical evidence between our thoughts and our health. Our thoughts are measurable units of energy, and your energy fields are changing constantly. Positive thoughts bring positive energy to you. What we think does affect us in many ways. We always say our thoughts matter. Worry and stress cause a lot of physical and mental problems. Changing how we think about our problems can make a difference in our lives. We need to make it a habit of finding something good about ourselves each day. Visualize what you would like your life to be. Our thoughts influence our behavior. Our thoughts shape our destiny. Fear and love are created by our thoughts. We act on our thoughts. Changing our negative thoughts to positive ones can change our lives. If we are mindful of the choices we make, our lives can be better. Our thoughts can heal. Positive thoughts are the best medicine for you. Our bodies contain helpful chemicals that are released at the change of a thought. I am not saying if you have a medical problem not to see a doctor. I am saying that thoughts do influence our mental and our physical health. Positive thoughts help in the healing process.
Thank you, Reverend Fair. Now I'd like to turn the program over to Reverend Ashley Ash. She's going to do the homily.
Good morning, listeners. Life is great. It's a new day, and we are tuned in and are here. As I reach out into the vast world to all you listeners, I know at some point in our life, we are searching and seeking for something to make us go, whoa, that moved me. A moment that makes your heart sing. What is that for you? May I ask what brings you joy? The definition of joy by series standards are, I quote, a feeling of great pleasure and happiness. As a verb, series says it means rejoice. So what is joy for you? We all experience joy in many different ways because it is a feeling. There are many different ways to say one emotion, so joy may actually have a different meaning at a different time in your life. It is your own perspective at that time. And it may continue to change. Joy, to me, comes in many forms. For example, my friend just had a liver transplant 2 weeks ago and is on a journey to recovery. Another incident of joy and happiness was experienced when my husband received a phone call about his cousin, Mary. She is alive but struggling in the hospital after very dire circumstances, and we rejoiced. She is alive and loved. These are examples of different types of joy. What a week. But there it was, joy. Another type of joy or great pleasure to me is when I feel my 6-pound fur baby cuddling up in the crook of my neck and insists on laying there until snuggle time is over for him. Joy to me is when you don't want to move because you're afraid of disturbing the kitty, no matter how bad that itch may be. Joy. Joy, let us rejoice. Joy is what your perception is. Today, Pastor Fair asked me to talk about the joy of spiritualism. Spiritualism has many different meanings, and joy is one of them. Have you ever opened a bag of potato chips and you just can't eat one? The anticipation of having another one is so great. Well, am I right? That is how I feel about spiritualism. I just can't get enough. It's a passion. What a marvelous feeling. It entails so much. God, prayer, meditation, faith, trust, spirit, and fellowship. As Pastor Karen stated on her webpage, Seekers of Truth, spiritualism is not just about receiving a message from a loved one. It is so much more. It is discovering the unseen, the unknown. It's about harmony and attunement with spirit. It's about physical phenomena and learning about the philosophy and history of the pioneers of spiritualism. It's about experiencing the joy and amazement of those before us. I, at one time, belonged to two historical societies. I enjoy history. Spiritualism has so much history to offer. It can be mind-boggling in a great way. The pioneers of spiritualism have had to endure so much over the era, and history has survived. It is totally amazing. In the Encyclopedia of Biblical Spiritualism by Moses Hall, he wrote, and I quote, "Articles were hastily prepared at the call of hundreds of spiritualists who felt the need of some kind of document to whet the appetite for more," end of quote. I must admit, I do enjoy books. My mother always had a book in hand. Thus, we all ended up becoming avid readers. Reverend Karen Heasley gave me her book to read about the philosophy and pioneers of spiritualism, and a new love was formed. Next was The Life Beyond the Veil by Reverend G. Thale Owen. And then, A Guide to the Understanding and Practice of Spiritual Healing by Harry Edwards. I feel this is a must-read. Talk about enthusiasm, vigorous pursuit, the joy of spiritualism. There is so much about spiritualism to discover. As I said, it's not just about messages. It's also discovering yourself, bonding with God and the spiritual universe around us, believing in the oneness of humanity. Spiritualism entails missionary work, helping others and community with pure of heart, not expecting anything in return. The willingness to serve spirit and humanity with all the turmoil, culture issues, and adversities, because life is not just about you. Spiritualism also offers spiritual healing, spiritual growth, mediumship, and psychic development. And by learning and developing my own spirit, I am discovering different types of joy, and I'm rejoicing in it. It allows everyone to learn to love more freely, and most of all, to trust others. It teaches you and I to always ask for higher vibrations and to learn something new each day, no matter how small the lesson may be. I feel as one embraces spiritualism, you are able to discover and learn that everyone has special talents and gifts, and we will each develop and learn. our own style and technique as the pioneers did. It may be with helping others, other women to grow and be confident in themselves, striving for goals and dreams. It may be community work, helping at a food bank or in a foreign land. It may be to teach another or to write so others may learn. Spiritualism may teach you to encourage another. It may be the art of listening, the gift of music, the gift of spirit art. Spiritualism continues to bring me, myself, joy in many different areas, for I am continuously evolving. It's not just about mediumship. It's the community and the fellowship. It's creating and sharing love, compassion, and empathy for others. It brings me joy to acknowledge the healing power spiritualism offers spiritually and mentally for others, family, friends, and our fur babies. I feel that life is so very short, and humanity needs to wake up and be appreciative of what each day brings. We all need to be appreciative of what we have and create and find the amazement in each day. Find your joy in the smell of a fresh brewed tea and a buttered croissant, the warmth of covers on a chilly morning, friends gathered around a fire pit, the reflection of a labyrinth walk and the ringing of a bell. I am even grateful and thankful when the car starts. You may laugh, but joy is there. We all just need to take the time to find what we are grateful for, what makes you happy. With all my love, my heart is open to spiritualism and all it has to offer. May God and His holy ministers of light be with you this week as you find your happiness and joy and what makes you rejoice. May we continue to learn with God's grace. Thank you for listening to my joy in spiritualism. Oh, and I also want to give a shout out to the church. Happy anniversary for 13 years and going strong. Many blessings. Thank you, Reverend Karen.
Thank you, Reverend Ashley. Now I'm going to turn the service over to Reverend Pam Lemon to do a prayer.
Our prayer this morning comes from a book of spiritualist prayer. It's called Gratitude by A.S. Jones. O infinite source of love and light, as we join together today, we give thanks for the many blessings we sometimes take for granted, our health, our friends, our spiritual wealth. So often we just assume we can get out of bed and walk to the kitchen for a cup of coffee, or we can call up a friend when there's a problem and find support. We are also thankful for those inner resources, our faith, that can lift us when all else fails. We have faith that good things will come into our lives, by thinking positive thoughts, we are creating them. How can we express gratitude for our blessings? In those quiet moments when we are alone with our thoughts and prayers, we feel Spirit's gentle touch in our hearts, the joy that often spreads throughout our being at the realization that we are blessed cannot be verbalized. Help us learn the art of going within ourselves, that we might be in deeper touch with Spirit, that we might become better reflections of goodness. that we might feel the oneness that exists within all of creation. For it is through meditation and prayer that we can best express our gratitude for these abundant blessings. Let us remember that the health of the body, wealth of the mind, and richness of the soul are easily within our reach when we can go within. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Reverend Pam. Well, remember I gave a question last week, and I'm going to read it again and tell you the answer. Who was woken up by raps at the Fox House in Hydeville a year before the Fox family moved in? The answer is Mr. and Mrs. Winkman. So that's the answer to that. I didn't even know that. I looked it up, and I do a lot of research. And so that was the answer to the question I gave last week. I also like to read something today that I found last night, and it's called I Am a Spiritualist Because. Spiritualism has revealed to me the realities of the soul self and made known my connection with the entities past and future. I am a spiritualist because spiritualism is the soul's medium of expression and the divine means to the noble end of eternal progression. I am a spiritualist because spiritualism is the open doorway to the realm of the universal, where God's fatherhood and motherhood are known to all, and the brotherhood of the race exemplifies in daily living by all of the children of men. Take from me all things else, earthly honors, fame, wealth, prosperity, and even health, yeah, life itself, and I would still be a spiritualist for spiritualism. I find all of life. And that quote was from Harrison D. Barrett. He was truly a pioneer in spiritualism. He was the first president of the National Spiritualist Association. And he dedicated his whole life to spiritualism. So I would like to dedicate this service today to him. I thought about the church and how long we've been here and what a wonderful journey it has been. I am blessed, for I have a kind and compassionate congregation who does many things for the church. Thank you. And I also am blessed for this journey that I have been on. I have met many mediums and spiritualists and healers throughout the world, because I engaged in many spiritualist organizations who have taught me much, and I learned from everybody something. And then it came that God and the spirit world wanted me to have a church. And with much determination and faith, it came about. And today it's still standing, and I am so blessed and honored for the journey that the spirit world has taken me on. I don't know how else to explain it. It's so wonderful that I don't have words right now. I just know that being a spiritualist has brought me much joy and love, and meeting the people around the world who have different ideas and looking at things in a different way than I might have, but opened my eyes to things I would never thought could happen. And so as I close this service today, I want to thank all my friends, family, and spiritualists around the world for helping me on this journey. Remember, you are never alone, and I hope that you always will be the light that helps others see. God bless you.